You know what I'm
Hey,
saying? Lit.
Sloan. Sloan.
Listen. Listen.
Pete, look where. Oh, his video's not up. Hold on.
Nigga.
People out here spitting on barbells.
Hey, yo. Hey, it's fucking yo.
She wanna ride with the stars. Ended up dropping my top. Okay, my ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars. Okay, I cannot forget the bass. I'm taking my mop on my dates. Okay, just look at the look on their faces. They wanna jump in my place. Okay, to show that she was the one. But I'm taking her friends out the 10. Okay, I told them to load up the dock. But they wanna ride in my Benz. Okay, 101, this a new calling in. Telling what I'ma spend, okay? Ain't counting up no more dubs again. Only fucking with the Benjamins, okay?
Straight out from pain to the spot, pitching up, put on stuff and advising me, don't get it going. Let's go. I told her feed her and on, okay?
Hey, y'all know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Sucio boys back in the building. Listen, we got the triangle offense of absolute debauchery. But the triangle is moving in a different direction a little bit. Sir. It is too early. It's too early for you to be doing this. We ain't even got through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Episode 129 of the Sucio Boys is officially back in session. Listen, man. We running a moving pivot and shit. Our brother Sloan ain't feeling the greatest, but you know what I'm saying? He obviously gonna be doing things and stuff. Sir, would you like me to do your intro or just let it cool it and keep it moving? Yep. I'll take the no face on the screen as we'll just keep it moving. I got nothing audio wise. Listen, 800 Shogun in the way. Let me get out the way. You know what I gotta say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let me introduce to you the most ignorant nigga on planet Earth since birth. You know what I'm saying? The alabaster abolitionist himself, the magician of marmalade. Let's see, where else can we go? The captain of maybe some cookies, but all the cream. You know what I'm saying? It's the most evil nigga in the room, even when he's not in the room, because he's always trying to drop the Legion of Boom on the cream crickets. That's what we're gonna call them. Cool, got it. Perfect timing. Cream crickets. You're welcome. Take that as you wish. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me introduce to you the most diabolical nigga and most egregious motherfucker on all of the interwebs out here, looking like Mekhi Phifer from A Mile. You know what I'm saying? It is Dr. Dre Doom. My nigga was good.
Out here looking good. Like the skid mark of Buddha.
Yo, that's crazy. You know what, Jack? One half of the Slowly Goalie duo, the starting midfield of the cream team, Draymond Prince, the Prince of Pasteurization, Barnum and Circus, the Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Easy D of the Milk Sonic, leaving the fridge door. Petty Tendergrass.
Petty.
Leche Porter, the Quad Father, Milko's holder of the Dairy Gauntlet, and of course, Drizzy Lax.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, then, guys. Doing all bad man things. But as always.
What did you say, nigga?
Milk now, milk forever. Don't you dare be sour.
Ah, y'all know who it is. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. Now that we are out of the white corner, can I get you to the red corner? We're gonna go to the good part of town. Listen.
That's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you a man. Blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in his Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. It is him, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sloan Kettering, sir. How are you and how the fuck do you do?
I feel like a six pack of ass. I feel like you ever got in a fight but didn't know you were in a fight and you woke up and your body just hurt?
Yeah.
Well, my ribs hurt for 12 days for no reason. For no reason at all. Every time I sneezed, it felt like a boa constrictor was just wrapping around my ribs. It's big homie Sloan Kettering.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the rest of that shit. I'm not going to be before you people long. I have a Dr. Dabber product in my hand. You can't see it. Yeah, whatever, nigga. It's like I have John Cena in my hand.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, man. Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? This could be
I'm short, here. Sweet. Shout out to Dr. Dabber. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to dab for like the last week because of my lungs, and I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I have been smoking though. Shout out to 710 Labs trying to get me through this.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, guys. Excuse me. I would have normally muted that, but fuck you guys. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear a nigga be sick today on the air. You know, yeah. 710 Labs, Luke Belair Champagne, Dr. Dabber, Grown Gang Inc., Sexual Chocolate Factory, Skinny Girl Scare Me. That's my new one. Skinny Girl Scare Me. Nicholas Cage, Thick Flair, shit, Trody Rhodes, African American Nightmare, High Chief Trollman Reigns. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. All shout good, bro. Latrell.
Shout out to Latrell Sprewell.
Mm-hmm. Choking niggas. And Dab put Jetson. Rims on niggas' cars.
Dab Jetson. Why smoke like a Flintstone when you can smoke like a Jetson?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Oh, shout out my nigga Eric for sending me some stuff. Got me some sent me some hitters. I mean them little weed vapes y'all be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got me two of them now, suckers. I'm out here, baby. But that's it. I'm gonna take a nap.
Did we take a nap?
Hun Shogun, you already know what it is. I ain't even going to do a long intro, but I am going to give you the greatest motherfucking soundbite in movie history.
Am I the meanest?
Sure, yeah.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure, yeah.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure, yeah.
But who am I?
Sure, yeah.
Who am I?
Sure, yeah.
I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Shogun.
That's right. I ain't even coming in with the drums. You know what I'm saying? Hit you with the Naruto drums normally. But listen, fam. Y'all know who it is, what I do. I'm with my brothers. And we just rallying. You know what I'm saying? Sloan looked like he just got done having a puking rally. You know what I'm saying? And I might even just ask him. But you know what I'm saying? Dre, how was your week, bro? How was your weekend?
It was dope, you know. I'm finally not sick, so yay, we love that. We, you know, just filled with lots of lacrosse, watching some NCAA stuff, and then I recorded an interview with Max from the Denver Outlaws Rough Riders. That's the fan support group. That was tight. We had our scrimmage before the season kicked off. So we had our scrimmage last Saturday. Boys put it on them. You know, they're like clean sweeping. And then we just had our game today. We won. JV won 3-0 and then varsity won 11-7. So, you know, it's heading off to be a good start to the season. So that's been fire. Work is shit, but, you know, it's all right. I ain't going to be there for too much longer.
Damn.
Niggas be acting stupid in corporate gyms at certain points.
They already be trying to get rid of my nigga up out of here. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, haters gonna hate. You know, it is what it is.
Damn, B.
It's so funny because, like, niggas will not be confrontational when you are in proximity. It is the funniest thing. Like, when you, it's always when you're not around that then folks want to be confrontational. But man, when you're around, they mute.
The mother bitches and sucker mother bitches.
You're like, nope.
That's crazy. How the people are fucking fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We might even use that later on. We might even use that. Sloan, I could see that, you know, you've been on the struggle bus. I definitely wasn't being flown by Miss Frizzle. It was probably Mr. Fuzzle. You know what I'm saying? The nigga. Get on the bus, nigga.
Crazy. Yeah, and that nigga hit every bump on the bus ride. Cause this cold is whooping my ass. And I mean, like, Mike Tyson punching me in the face. That first couple of days, I was just like, you know what, nigga? I'm gonna just lay here.
Yeah, you got it.
It's in God's hands. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, shit, it was fun. I had a ball.
It's in God's hands.
Right, dog. I was
just, he said it's above me now.
Right, it's super above me. And I know I'm fucked up because, like, this cold is triggering my diabetes because I got to take all this medicine, and a lot of that shit is just sugar. So I'm just sugared up. I done peed like 67 times today. I'm just going to start.
Times.
Bro, I'm just going to start walking around the house with a piss cup because I'm tired of going to the bathroom or outside to piss. So I'm just going to be like, you know what? Here you go, dog. I hope I ain't got much left. I've been taking medicine. Me and Mucinex been getting it busting, bro. it's been me, Mucinex, and Tylenol. My wife got me sick, and then guess what she did?
What?
Shimmied out of town on my ass for a week. So I've been here fighting for my fucking life. You thought I was going through it on Fortnite, nigga. I'm cold on Fortnite, though. Don't get it twisted. These thumbs work. And I've been Fortnite-ing it up, but yeah, man. In regular life,
been I'm over there dying.
I'm losing. Today was the first day I felt great. So you know, nigga went extra. Nigga went extra stupid. Clean the house. Like, I ain't cleaned myself yet. I need to take a shower. Man, I ain't took a shower in like 2 days, but nigga, I ain't really went outside. So suck my dick if y'all think that's nasty. Made some ribs. I made a fire to some smokehouse burgers today. Just smoked them on the grill for an hour and a half.
Sounds so good. Sounds delicious.
I can't smell shit. I can't taste shit. It's not COVID, but I can smell a little bit now, just a little bit. I'm pretty sure my house smells like rancid because I can't smell shit. But outside of that, I'm good, though. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Thought I'd take this hot toddy and it was going to knock it out. It did not. This shit fought back harder.
So, it did not.
It's cold. Say, get those Negro remedies out of here.
The Robitussin did not help.
No, it's just Mucinex and Tylenol, big dog.
Damn, you ain't even drink no ginger ale.
Nah, that's probably what's it. I've been drinking Sprite, not ginger ale. I need to go get me some ginger ale tomorrow and smoke tea. That's my favorite thing to do every morning. Wake up, make me a cup of tea. Go smoke me a blunt. Now it's warm out, so I can sit on my back porch instead of in my smoke closet.
Yeah.
British ass nigga.
It's just lemon tea, nigga. It ain't like his
closet, like a.
Anyway. What you say, Dre?
I said I love that you got a smoke closet.
Yeah, it's our outdoor shed, but it's my smoke closet too. You know, I just made everything Real comfy in there. You know, I normally, sometimes I do the show from down there. Today, I'm in the studio today, in the upstairs studio. Fighting for my motherfucking life.
You know what? But he's alive. He's
I am
alive.
here. I'm
We're gonna
here
say
searching.
that.
I'm over here looking for Kleenex, and this thing is full of Kleenex, and I'm just trying to make sure my wife didn't sneeze on it already.
Damn, she's trying to
All
take you
odds.
out, cuz.
Against all odds, he's here.
Yo, you know what it
Bruh.
was? You know what it was? She was like, he ain't about to have no fun without me.
Oh.
Dog. I think that's what it was too.
Not her saying, nah, I got you, buddy.
Just like, don't even worry about it, big dog. You're gonna be here a week by yourself. I'm gonna make sure you don't leave the house.
You ain't gonna have no fun. Fuck you.
None, nigga. She was like, what you gonna do for the week that I'm gone? I was like, try to stay alive. Try to stay alive. She's Oh shit.
And what you about to do? And then in her head, she like, nothing. You ain't doing nothing without me.
You can't quit me.
Right,
Nope.
this the time when she gone, I like to go bop to my favorite little spots by myself. You know, go pick up some food you ain't never tried and just be like, okay, scratch this shit off the list. This is trash. Can't even do it. Can't even fucking do it.
Yeah, you want to something that ended up blowing my mind, realizing that like the kids that I coach, like some of them are born in 2008, and then like the freshmen that I got, they're born in 09, and I'm like, bruh, I'm getting old. Like it's finally gotten to the point where I'm now coaching kids that were born when I was a freshman in high school, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, old nigga, welcome to the party.
I'm 29. Do not include me in your
I don't want
old.
to hear none of that shit. Fuck, nigga.
Nigga, once you get to 25, that's when the check engine light come on. So,
Yeah, already started, bro.
come on, just that's when your hips got to
The check
warm up.
engine light, like, hey, we got you, dog. Like, hey, dog, it's about time. You gotta pack
Hey
it on
there.
up.
Hey
Yeah.
there, brother.
Hey there, brother. Your thighs about to be blown out if you keep doing this.
Yo, I had a conversation with this kid who came into the store today. And he was like on one crutch. And yeah, so he's on one crutch. He came in and tried to, trade a pair of sneakers, or sell a pair of sneakers. And we got into a conversation, and he said he tore his ACL playing ball in his right knee. And then he was like, yeah. And then like he was like, bro, this is my second one. I'm like, damn. He was like, nah, and both of he was like, I tore my left one and I tore my right one. And then when he told me his age, I was like, yo, your suspension don't love you. And he said he was 19.
Oh
I
no, nigga.
was like, yo.
Your knees are shot before 20? Damn, I would
He's
give up.
done.
I ain't got no love in the game. What sport did you play?
Basketball.
Oh, nigga. Yeah, that ain't for you, big dog. If your
It is
knee,
not.
come on, be a regular
Call it quits at that point, my
nigga.
guy. Like
Yeah.
you're done. Your knees are done. It's
That
over.
first one. That first one I can understand, but that second one, you tore it in both knees, nigga. God don't like you.
It's over.
God told you once and you didn't listen. He took both your knees from you.
Not him saying he didn't listen.
Hey, the nigga did not listen to what the Lord had for him when he was like,
The Lord.
God, hey, look here, I'm gonna preach to y'all for a second. God gives you lessons, you just don't learn them.
Dang.
Wow.
Told him. He told him.
Pass the collection plate around, please.
If you could, y'all gonna see Brother Dre. Raise your hand, Brother Dre. All right. Now, Brother Dre is gonna come get the collections from you, and then
White's gotta play.
open
White's gotta play double.
them wallets. Telling them, open them wallets.
No, my church used to say, open your hearts and open your wallets.
Hearts and your wallets. It's so funny.
Open your hearts, your wallets, and your pocketbooks, and give to the Lord.
Give to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, we going to make a way through.
We going to get it. We going to get it.
I don't know if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, you'll see that he... I can't hit that note right now. I'm sick.
It's always the... Every time.
And then I'm the deacon. I'm the
he is looking for you.
Then you got the deacon, the what's the JV preacher?
Assistant pastor.
The JV. Call someone the JV.
Yeah, that's it. The JV pastor.
Now, being the JV pastor is tough. it's like, hey, main pastor tore his ACL. You got to go in. It's your time.
Getting called up to the pulpit from.
Telling them that it's your time is crazy.
And then the youth minister get moved up.
Yo. The roster shuffle because the pastor got injured.
No, that nigga definitely went to a fucking all expenses paid by the church. He's like, well, y'all, I need to go to a convention. Oh, fuck. The JV pastor. Is JV fucking pastor. Insane.
Being the JV pastor is tough.
I'm fucking here for it, bro.
Imagine hearing, hey, it's your time.
Wow.
It's your time to come up. You got this. It's like, what? I'm not ready.
Yes.
Well, ready, buddy.
Brother, the Lord will speak to thee.
Let God talk for you.
God. Oh, fuck, man. Oh, shit. My weekend was cool. Had the kiddos. I felt like Sloan for on Monday. Like, I felt, but my kids were hacky coffee and, you know.
That was God trying to tell you something, big dog. You don't need your kids right now. They'll figure it out.
It was all good though. We had a good time. Went out into played. Like my kids love Nerf guns, and I love Nerf guns. So we went to the park and got busy on the fucking tennis court shooting the shit out of Nerf guns. And yeah, it was a good time, man. It was a good time. But it was still a little cold because it's still like full spring and shit. So we didn't know what the fuck was like really going on. But yeah, we got the fuck up out of there after that. Anyways, niggas, I really ain't got much in regards to tope aches, but I did have an interesting question that I wanted to ask you gentlemen. Let's see, how do I pose this in the way that is the most? Fellas, you only have one choice that you can make, but you only get two options, right? You know what I'm saying? Bomba clot boy. But anyways, you either get the number in which, let me see. I'm going to say, damn, it's got to be like a sellout number too. Like 12 million, right?
Okay.
You get 12 million, but you can't. Everybody knows that you got this 12 million, or you cured the most incurable disease, cancer. Like you can cure cancer of any kind, which you get no credit and no one knows it's you whatsoever. Which one are you choosing? And why?
I'm going with the money. Because money's going to solve a lot of them problems.
Damn.
So you saying 12 million will I just be able to cure cancer with nothing, with no credit?
No credit.
I'm gonna charge them niggas. I'm finna get that 12 million back though. If I got the cure to cancer, I'm finna charge niggas 100K.
No, but the only way that it can be done to cure it across the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, you're disassociated with the actual cure, but you're the one that can cure it.
Oh.
So no. It's either cure cancer or I get no money.
Yep. Or you get 12 million.
Miss me.
I'm gonna 12
million
cancer.
And everybody on the planet knows that you didn't choose the other one. You see what I'm saying?
Million, 12 million ain't enough for me to take out niggas. I'm going with cancer.
Okay.
I'm getting cancer out of there.
Okay. I think it was that last bit that really got you over the edge on it.
Yeah, if I can't charge no nigga for this gift.
Right. And then the only way is like you destroy, it would be like you destroyed the cure to cancer because you took 12 million. Is there a number that you would be like, okay, fuck all y'all?
Untaxed?
Yeah.
13 million.
Wait, what?
I need one more. And it's tax free. I'll clear you niggas out. I gotta go. You could have cured cancer
for everybody.
My thing is like, why am I the villain? Why didn't somebody else do it?
I'm not doing it because I know it's some racist ass Meemaw and Pawpaw that it's gonna help, and I'm just gonna be like, you know what, cool, I'm gonna take this 13 million and walk on out the door. I hope they don't dox me or nothing like that, because niggas will run up on you, and then next thing you know, I got 13 million and two bodies. Because I had to drop somebody. Hey,
I got 13 million and two bodies. That's crazy. But I'm also, like, I understand.
And look, man, you know, you could have helped my grandmother live longer. How old was your grandmother? My grandmother is 80, 85. Sounds like that bitch lived long enough for me.
Long enough.
Wow.
Long enough for me. No.
Yo.
Get her out of here. My son has cancer.
Tell somebody that the grandma had a good life.
My son has stomach cancer. You could have cured his stomach cancer. I'm sorry to hear that, Sugarfoot. How old is your son? He's 9. All he known is a life of pain. Oh, yes. Poor baby. I'm sure God will fix it on the other side.
That is nuts.
Just see you at the crossroad.
No.
Vincent.
I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. That is crossroads. Crazy.
What you gonna do?
Well, it ain't nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss everybody.
Guys got it. And I'm gonna miss everybody.
Gotta roll it on that king. I don't know what the nigga be saying. I just be thinking my own words up right there.
That video goes so hard, though. That video goes so hard.
Too deep, deep. That was right there. I don't
and again, again. Again and again, tell me what
you gonna do. Can somebody, anybody tell me why we die?
I don't wanna die.
Did that pause out there?
Yo,
that pause after that?
He said, I don't wanna die.
And then he said, boom, boom. And then the beat drop back.
I'm so sick.
Nasty.
Go holler at Uncle Charles, bitch.
Hey, yo. That's egregious.
That ain't egregious, man.
I mean, it's not.
If it's me or you, I'm choosing me every time. Don't get it twisted.
Damn, buddy.
I'm choosing me. I'm putting me first. 12 million is such a funny number, but if a nigga would have been like, yo, I got 50 million right now, or you could cure AIDS. Oh, them niggas finna die.
Finna die.
They for. Hey, look here, big dog. I feel for your situation, but you're gonna have to wear an extra strength condom now.
Extra strength condom is
fucking nuts.
Yeah, you're gonna have to use the what's that, the thick ass Durexes. I haven't used condoms in a long ass time. So I couldn't tell you, but it was them Durexes and them Lifestyles. If you wanted a baby, wear them. Cause them Durexes would pop on you like a balloon. But yeah, I'm getting all up out of here, dog. Getting them up out of here. Come on. Come on, Mother Ethel. Show all ass the fuck up out of here.
Hey, Mother Ethel.
You asshole, my son is 9 years old. Well, 9 times 7 is a lot.
He lived
a full life in dog years, my nigga.
Yo, if you started hitting niggas with like, yeah, no, I'm taking the money, bro. I'm taking the money. Cool. You can hate me all you want, bro. But like, here's the thing. There's way more egregious shit going on and people just like blindly not pay attention to it. When it's important, they'll only pay attention to it when it's important. But even then they'll like have an excuse for it. Like, cause this motherfucker's on Capitol Hill, they're doing some dirty shit. And these niggas are really, really worried about fucking TikTok, my nigga. They want to ban TikTok because niggas are out here telling the truth.
Hey, nigga, don't ban TikTok. I just got my followers up because I'm up to like 300 something views a post. Chill out. Nigga, I'm organically growing.
They vote on this tomorrow. Like,
and fuck with me on Next Level too.
Oh, I don't know.
All your wrestling content.
Okay, is that where the people are for wrestling?
Yeah, you know, people like me.
Okay.
That's all y'all need to know. People like me, professor. Are we coming back with the pay window?
Don't, all right. Don't we all right, look. Hey. Yeah.
We resurrected things. Nigga, I might even do a coffee with Sloan tomorrow. Who knows?
What? Oh,
who knows?
Shit.
Cafe Conegro.
Wake it up.
Cafecita with the Negrita.
What? Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Cafecito with Nigelito.
Oh, out here. Wildin' fam. Yeah. Oh, that's shit. That's dope. But yeah, no, I gotta take the money. Because I can help people that I directly see versus people that I really think that wouldn't give two fucks down the road. So I'm gonna be stingy. It's gonna sound bad on my part, but I think it's for the betterment. And anybody that's like, I will help everybody out there. Yeah, but does it really? Would you? Why? I just got questions. You know what I'm saying?
Anyone that's like, I would end world peace, I look at them sideways because I'm like, I don't believe you.
So, my nigga, like, think about this. If I cure cancer and you just keep going back to doing cancerous shit just because I can cure it, nigga, I want my 12 million.
Yeah, give me my money, bruv. Like, humans already are doing terrible things. And then be like, oh.
And this don't nigga's give a straight bookie.
Bookie, bruv. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be highly upset if I give up their 12 million and niggas just going like still smoking cigarettes.
Oh.
I walk up and just slap a Newport out of bitch hand. Bitch be smoking some Marlboro Lights. I just super kick the shit out of her. And they think that, oh, he's finna rob her. No, I like, take her
you
cigarettes.
Musty bitch.
I take her cigarettes, throw them on the ground, and stomp them out.
Stomp them in the nuts.
People be standing in front of the microwave. I push them out the way. Get your dumb ass from in front of the microwave. That's how you get cancer.
That's
and I just beat this shit.
Right.
Be pissed.
Yeah, no. I'm with you. I feel like, yeah, people would just do dumb shit. And then it'd be like, all for what? Because you wanted to be good Samaritan. It almost makes me think of like when you see them photos and like, oh, this person found $136,000 and took it to the police station. Nigga, you know they about to spend that money?
Oh, yeah.
You just gave them free money. Like, why would you do that? God was trying to bless you.
Hey, who takes it to the police?
Huh? Nigga, have you not seen it? It's been at least.
I know people do it, but I'm still like, what are you doing?
The whites, that's who?
Nah, I seen a Mexican dude too, but I think he might have thought
he was illegal.
White. Oh, okay.
He was illegal. Wow. I'm telling you that.
Wow.
Ain't no way, dog. Ain't no way. If I found $100, I'm not taking it to the police, let alone $100,000 in cash. Nigga, I stop talking to everybody. Wipe my socials. Build me a little bunker. I'm out of here, nigga. I got cash money.
If one thing I learned about going to music festivals is that I keep anything that I find on the ground. It's called a ground score for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And if it's worth something, listen, I have found whole ass weekend's worth of drugs. Like a whole weekend's worth. Mm. And my friends have done the same. Found money. It was $100 bill on the ground. We walked into a place and we were like, oh shit, we spending that shit right now. Because I pointed it out, then my homegirl picked it up, and I was like, hey, we sharing that. I was like, pick that up right there. Otherwise, I would have moved you out the way. I will push a whole ass person and a baby up out the way.
Quickly. Quickly. Money on the ground? Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you see a band, like, how many niggas you knocking out of the way? Like, you know when you see, like,
that. Everybody. Put $1,000 and 10 niggas in the ring, I'm winning. I'm winning. Y'all got me fucked up. I'm fucking up out of that.
I'm fighting niggas like Rock Lee, so heavy. You're gonna see Taijutsu, all that shit. Oh my god, man. That's about it. That's about it. Mentally spent, a little fried. A lot of fried, actually. Unless there's some other
twice baked potato.
Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure. I'm actually looking for my other one. I swear to God, I had it in my lap. Anyways, I don't know, dog. I kind of might need to stop doing that, like the smoking thing, because bro.
Never.
Never. I shall never give up thy smoking.
No. Nigga, do I look like a quitter?
Yeah. The only time I did was when I had an upper respiratory. I was making it worse, too. Like, I was making it worse. But I just had to smoke a little.
You being that much of a fiend.
Nah, it was cigarettes. Cigarettes for sure.
He's over here. I need one.
Yeah, nah. So I just need, you know, if you could just incurably cure cancer. Nah. I wonder why everybody just be walking around like, what did that nigga do to make them niggas that mad?
Yo, them niggas would be mad at you. They'd be like, you could have saved Nana.
Right. You could have fucking saved this bitch. You could have saved her. Fuck you.
Fuck you and Nana.
Oh, what if people... Give a fuck. Yo, check this out. Let me add another wrinkle to it. So what if people, like, I feel like people would, like, literally be trying to fight you like the nigga with the number one headband. especially if they found out that you could have cured cancer in the time frame that, like, somebody that they knew and loved passed in that time frame.
Still fuck them.
See you at the crossroads, so you won't be lonely. So you won't be lonely. And I'm gonna miss everybody.
God, I got it.
Well, listen, fellas. You know, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You know, I feel blessed. Straight up. Yeah, man. Y'all got any other topics? We rocking and rolling on out of here and doing a shooting a super short and simple one.
Oh, damn. Yo, who is a, if you could, in all sports, if you could have this player play an entire career without any injury hampering their career, who's an athlete that you would choose?
Bojack. Ooh, wait a minute.
Terrell Davis.
Nah, bro. I might have to go original R9, like Ronaldo. If he didn't have injuries and he didn't have like thyroid issues, I would have loved to have seen him. He tore his ACL like two or three times, but like, man, still won a World Cup. He was like, without a shadow of doubt, the good runner up would be Bo Jackson. Actually, damn, you flip a coin between those two. Those would be the two dudes. I would probably say Bo Jackson. Now that
I got two. Derrick Rose. If Derrick Rose never got hurt. And if Brandon Roy had better knees. And I don't know if people remember Brandon Roy, but he went to Washington and he played for the Trailblazers. He was basically Dame Lillard before Dame Lillard.
Right.
And that motherfucker was a beast. It was just his knees just didn't support him. That motherfucker, he cooked the University of Illinois. That's how I found out about him in the tournament. And he was busting they arse.
Yeah.
And then next year he went to Portland. And like, even during the game that I was watching against the University of Illinois, they were even saying that he's had multiple knee injuries and still, like, he has no cartilage in his knees and he's still out here hooping. I'm like, man, fuck that shit. I don't have that for the love of the game in me.
Nope.
I do not have it.
I break my knees, it's over.
Nigga, I hurt my shoulder and I was like, all right, guys, I think I'm done playing football.
Charge to the game is crazy.
Yeah. Nigga, like, because even now, when it's cold, like, I would never let my kid play football. Like, it's cold. My shoulder acts up. My knees act up. My ankles act up. My fucking head be hurting. Like, you, from playing a game, you forget about the repercussions it has on your body.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes I'll be trying to think about shit and I forget to do shit. And I'll be like, is it the ADHD, the diabetes, or the CTE? Or am I just getting old?
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm like, you know what?
The diabetes getting you got me.
Diabetes is a whole...
Oh, I get it.
...whole thing that can take you out. It's like, nigga, you don't like sugar... Sugar is killing you. Yeah, I know. And sugar is in everything.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. Sometimes I'll be like, damn. And some days I really do have CTE days. I just like that. I can't remember shit. And it also I was doing Molly for a little while too, so that could be it too.
I mean, hey. That's possible.
Oh, boys. Sloan O'Malley, what a time.
Oh, man.
What a time.
I can only imagine.
Shit. It, like, Molly is whatever mood you in. Like, I've had, like, one or two bad trips on Molly, but the other 4,000 was fucking amazing, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, we been on here.
Nigga. Them other 4,000?
Nigga, when they put me on a Molly, I was like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
I got this. It's mine.
Do some Molly and go to the club. Put that shit in your water bottle. Boy, I walk into a club. I told y'all this story. I was high off Molly. But, like, when you in a good mood, Molly just make you feel like you could talk to whoever. Hey, Dre, fix your hair, bro. You look like a bad bitch. No, that nigga had one the left side of his hair draped over his eyes. I'm like, nigga, get your bad bitch looking ass out of here. It's two men on here. You trying to seduce us, nigga?
Young Zest monster.
All right, young Zest world in this building, Jay. That's nigga. He did. Them motherfucking extensions is tight as hell.
I'm fucking weak.
Yo, they got me looking like the fucking swole predator out here. Like,
right.
Bad bitch.
Anywho. Oh, it's about, I was a club promoter. So I'm walking to the club and it's a table. They had like booths set up next to each other and like circuit, like semicircles. That's what the booth was like, a half circle. And then you could sit like four, five, six, seven girls there. Yeah, it's right across from the bar. So, but you got to walk between the bar and the booths to get back to the dance floor or even get back to where my guy was DJing at. So I'm hiding a motherfucker. I walk in and it is two sets of girls I know sitting next to each other, but they don't know each other. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just standing. I put my foot up and I'm standing. I got my foot on the little riser in between both booths. And I'm holding a conversation with 14 women and they all paying attention. Except for this one bitch. And she didn't think I was paying attention because she was all the way on the end, on the left side at the other end of the booth. And she get on her phone. I said, hey, get off your phone. The conversation is over here. Mm. And it was just like, just clicking. It was like I had a limitless pill. I could talk to anybody. My boy was like, man, I've been wanting to talk to that girl every time I see her. She's so bad. I was like, who? He pointed at her. I said, I'll be right back. Hey, Sugarfoot. Sloan. Hey, yeah. My nigga over there want to talk to you. He's scared to come talk to you. I don't give a fuck about talking to you because I ain't trying to fuck. So why don't you go ahead and give him a little bit of your time. Make him buy you a drink. That nigga was over the moon. God. I think she still be getting that nigga for money, too.
Probably. Not her stupid, still, Nick.
Stupid ass Nick.
Not her getting his ass. That's crazy.
Yanking him for money.
You know, niggas be out here doing stupid shit.
She wasn't yanking him to be yanking him.
Bird.
You see what Dre, who would you pick?
Terrell Davis or Derrick Rose? Yeah. TD was, I mean, folks still love Terrell Davis out here, but man, he was one of those ones that like he was set up to be one of them next ups in terms of like Barry Sanders or Bo Jackson. Like he was just different. He was special. And then Derrick Rose, you know. Derrick Rose's injuries were just unfortunate, but the nigga had it. He was out there. And every time he has a good game, I'm like, damn, what could have been if your ACLs weren't made of rubber bands?
Fucking paper mache, fucking plastic knees. Let's
T-Mac,
see.
T-Mac's out there.
Grant Hill.
Mm.
Yeah, so many basketball players. You know, you got the Greg Odins, the D-Max, the... Yo, didn't Otto Porter Jr. just retire?
Shit, I don't know why. That nigga, he was hitting teams for $100 million each trip.
You know, he got himself a ring, played for 11 years. You know, he's probably like, oof, time to pack it up, big dog.
Nigga, I'll retire after I get that ring.
I know, he's probably, I'd be like, oof, bye, guys.
Like, yeah. if you're going to the sports field and you win a ring your first year, what is there left to do in your career?
I mean, that's basically what Iggy did. Andre Iguodala got his rings with Golden State, and that, the year they started sucking, pause, he was like, I'm out.
No, they traded him. And then he came back and won the fourth one.
And then he was like, all right, bye.
Yeah, he retired after that. I know that nigga. Like, he from, I'm from Champaign. He from Springfield, Illinois. And it's right down the way. Like, I used to see that nigga all the time growing up because we played in the same basketball tournaments.
Mm.
And I was like, who is this Andre African nigga?
Andre African nigga is what?
Iguodala.
Yep. Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
The city still loves him. When he left, we were like, hey, dog, fuck the front office.
Fuck that guy.
Some of the trades that like whenever trades be happening in Denver sports fans are so jaded. Whenever trades and shit be happening, folks be mad as fuck. I'm even guilty. I saw them niggas released Justin Simmons. I fuck with Jermaine Heavy. I love Jermaine. I be hating when Jermaine trying to explain logic to us. I'm like, no, man, let me be upset about this sports happening. Don't tell me why it happened. I know why it's happening. Don't tell me.
Yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to the guys over at Susio Sports, Jermaine and Keys.
You saved that for Susio Sports. This is upset fan hour, damn it.
Right. Shout out to the niggas over at Susio Sports, presented by Jail Blasters.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, mean son.
That's what I was.
Shout out to Keys and Jermaine. They had 160 something viewers on their live pod today. Hey, we need to do a live pod one day.
Yeah. I was feeling that. Trying to think. Did we talk about who you would fight if you could get their bank account?
Yeah, that was last week.
okay. Let me ask you this. Is there a person in history that you would like snuff just because?
I feel like Napoleon don't got hands like that. Like, I think that would just be a easy fight.
That nigga is French and colonized a lot. He is a murder death man. Don't underestimate that short nigga.
I don't think he got hands though.
I would duff out my gas station attendant. Bitch, you know every time you see me, I'm finna get 3 fucking swish of silvers. Every time you see this face, just have the 3 swishes. Just walk over there and get the 3 swishes.
How my shit, bitch.
I come in here probably two, three times a week. You should know by now that... Oh yeah, that go Sloan. Let me get the swishes, and if we ain't got them, might as well get the swish sweet diamonds. That's his backup because they both right next to each other. No. See every time. What you want? Which ones, bitch? The diamond silvers, right there.
I'm gonna duff out. You got smoke with the gas station attendant.
It ain't really smoke. It's like, bitch, you should know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, when I was running a gas station, I knew my regulars. I knew that, like, when I saw a regular pull up, had their shit ready. Like, this one dude, I forgot his name, but every day he came in, Marlboro Lights, short pack, he'd get a coffee, and some, and I think he'd grab one of them, like a hot dog or something like that. I had that shit rung up before he got there. Nigga, you know the price. It's $11.75 every day, nigga. Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Shit. Yeah, this episode is quite quick.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's definitely somebody I wanted to snuff. Like, I just wanted to just duff out.
Oh, it's another bitch I wanted to duff out. Hey, bitch that work at Rouse's right by my house. So you big bitch that had on your mask today. I don't blame you for wearing a mask. When I had the little grill, I had to go buy a grill scratcher because my other one, I'll tell y'all about that afterward. It was all caked with mold and shit because I've been gone for a long time and my shit molded up on me. So I had to go and get a new one. Lady had an attitude in there. Like, you know, when you walk to the counter and you hand them the stuff, like, because I only had one thing, so I wasn't going to put it on a conveyor belt. No, bitch, I ain't here. I'm going to hand it to you. She said, put it down for me. I said, what?
What?
She said, yeah, put it down for me. She didn't say, how you doing? After, because I walked up, I said, hey, how you doing? And she said, put it down for me. I said, what? She was like, put it down for me. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Put it down. She grabbed it. She go to put it. I said, I don't want no bag. Because after that, bitch, if you don't greet me and I'm spending money, I'm finna have an attitude. 501. Pulled out my phone, tapped to pay. Do you want to respond? Nah, bitch. Who you? You. You. With your shitty attitude because you make $11 an hour, if that. Don't be mad at me. Don't have an attitude with customers because you chose this shitty job. Wasn't like nobody was like, hey, forced you into this shit. You willingly filled out an application for this.
Bitch. Like,
that's not your fault.
Don't be no fucking dick for no reason. And you don't like people sick out here. Bitch, I would have pulled your mask down and coughed in your face.
Yo.
Because you know black people don't wear their mask right.
They be wearing it with their nose, but with their nose sticking out and all that shit.
Nigga, how you wearing a mask that's just supposed to be over your nose and mouth, and you just have your nose out?
Those folks still be caring.
Niggas be brighter than a candle to the sun.
Funky niggas.
Dumbasses.
Dumasses.
Oh, God.
Whatever he said.
Yeah. Them
shit
fuck niggas.
Dumbasses.
Yeah. Them fuck niggas. Dun. Don't warn me. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just. Hey, guys. This has been another episode of the Susio Boy. Sorry, it's
you
so
know what
late.
I'm saying?
You, sorry, it's so listen. Short and just, yeah, fuck you guys today. When you're sick, you just don't give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, niggas
it's
out
all
here.
Good? We out here?
Yeah, look at Dre. Dre gonna get us pumped up and shit. This is
masculine I know bad bitch energy.
Masculine sick bitch energy. No energy.
Fucking shit.
Welcome to the fact that there's not a clean version of Sufio that I can pull up on at practice with. I would.
Chopo, chopo, chopo.
I did be playing Sam Bay at practice with.
Popo. Hey, man. Listen, fellas. Before we get up out of here, let's tell people where they can find us. Long working, the people find you good, sir.
Back on my floor. Because that's where I'm going. I really haven't been doing anything social media because I'm tired. I don't have the energy for it. I barely have the energy to breathe. You know, Susio Sloan 217 at all accounts. Even on Next Level. Follow me on Next Level. Follow me on Next Level. Did I say drink water, smoke, reefer, wash your ass already?
Nope.
I love you fat women, because y'all love us the best.
Squishy bitches, you're the best.
Your girl gives the best hugs. Yeah, that's it, dog. The protect your butt unless you want to give it away. Make sure you're wearing a condom if you do. Yeah, that's it. I just
yeah. I can dig it. Dre, where can people find you, sir?
You can find me on X underscore Sir Lax-a-Lot. You can also find me on Instagram, DreConner48. Don't add me on Facebook. That's freaking weird. Be better. Do better. Yeah. You know, milk now, milk forever. Get out here.
Yeah, boy. 800 Shogun. You can find me on socials, a.hun.theshogun. On Instagram, Facebook fan page, and also TikTok. A_Hun_theshogun on Twitter, also known as X. I don't call it that weird shit. Fucking weirdo. Side note, I definitely just want to fucking punch the shit out of Elon Musk for no reason. You just pomp his dickhead that in fuck his face. Fuck him. Fuck his. Fuck all that he stands for. All that shit, nigga. The fact that you have the audacity to speak up and nigga, never mind. Anyways, hey, on the Shogun, y'all already know what time it is. SpongeBob, let people know that we appreciate him a lot so we can get the fuck up out of here and chill.
Thank you for your patronage.
All right, niggas, we holla. We'll be back next week feeling better than ever. You know what I'm saying? Back to our normal Sucio shit. Holler at y'all. Love y'all. You know, don't take life too serious. Otherwise, you'll never make it out alive. Think about it. Triple entendre if you really understand me. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Okay, bye.
And I told that bitch, your breath smell like belly button juice.
Wait. All right, we gotta go, dude.